Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 150. That's flown by, hasn't it, boys? Blimey, neck. Episode 150, time to party. But today's episode is another case study. It's how we do a website audit live, and this is a service we could provide for you guys. So listen out for the link at the end. James, this is all about Cricket Matters again. We've just crawled the website. Thank you for telling me what the official term is. Are you going to share your screen and show us what's going on with Cricket Matters?
Yeah, I'll share our screen. But yeah, look, I'll go into it again. We keep talking about Cricket Matters. The reason we keep talking about Cricket Matters is that that's our fitness business website, guys. You know, we're talking about health and fitness marketing and digital marketing and SEO and all this stuff here. But we're showing you and taking behind the scenes of what we're actually doing to grow that side of the business and how you can too. So we want to make it as relatable as possible, because looking at Strength Matters is a bit different. It's not the same as your business. It's not a gym. It's not a personal training services. Cricket Matters is all about fitness and personal training and coaching. So that's the big difference here. So
exactly. So we've always done training and coaching. We always will do training and coaching, but we've shifted it from Strength Matters over to Cricket Matters. So we still do training. So if you go to the Strength Matters website and go, these guys just do websites. No, we're still trainers, coaches, always will be. But as you say, that's Cricket Matters is the training side of the business now.
Exactly. So here you go. So let's look at the page. So this is the new Cricket Matters webpage, right? Very simple. We've launched it. Tells exactly what we are. We're strength and conditioning for cricketers. That is number one, what we're trying to aim for, what we're trying to go. So, you know, this is what we all do. This is what it's all about. But the old website that was there was just doing a simple job. It was just sitting there doing nothing really, other than just looking pretty-ish. I think that's the best way to put it, right? So, but there's loads of issues with it. So what we're going to share with you today is like how I would do a mini site audit about what's going on, what to fix very quickly, and how you can do it too for free. Okay. Now you can't do everything on this because you have to pay a lot of money for the software that we use to help all our clients. And that's why people pay us to do it, because it saves them all that money. But you can do this basically yourself to start off with, to get a rough idea. How you interpret that information then is down to you. But we'll show you a few of the key things that we're looking at. So the first thing we want to go to is Ahrefs, right? Ahrefs, ahrefs.com. It's a play on words and a coding term for websites. Go to this website, you sign up for this. You can sign up for the free, not the free trial, but the free course here now. But if you want to pay for their big end services, you're talking $300 a month plus, right? So you don't want to be paying that money, but you can sign in for a free account. When you sign in for a free account here, you connect your Google account to it, Google Analytics and Google Search Console. Really important. If you haven't done that, make sure you do it first. I keep hammering home this point. But once you do that, it allows you to pull in the data into their system so they can start doing mini crawls here for you. Okay? A mini crawl is when they search and go through your website for you, looking at it inside out. Have I made that simple enough, Josh? Do you even understand that?
Oh, yeah, I think I've got that. Absolutely.
Fantastic. So there you go. If you're watching, please watch along on YouTube to see this behind the scenes, and don't watch in a car if you're listening in the car right now. So let's go to this first and foremost. So this was the crawl of the cricketmatters.com website on the 4th of April. And you see the health score.
You must have been fuming when you saw that.
I'll show you in a second, actually. Like, I'll show you before I do the big reveal of the score that's come through today, which was happening live before, actually, when we launched, because we just launched the site here today. So 47 was there, and I knew it was at 47. It's been 47 for a long time, but I just didn't have time to fix it or do it because it wasn't a priority for me. But 47 is not good. We need this at 100%, and you have no excuse to have it not at 100%, okay? So what it tells you after it calls your website is, like, what's going on? And you scroll down the page, and it tells you, like, there's no links. There's poor HTTPS, which means there's no secure server links coming here, or it's linking to a bad link here, and there's duplicate pages going on. These are all main reasons why it's not working properly, okay? So we can click on this now, and we can say, right, orphan pages, no incoming internal links, goes into it, and we go, okay, cool. The issue is along here. There's links to a page that are not working properly. That's essentially what it's telling us here now. Now, probably the biggest one is this. HTTPS, which I see all the time, has internal links to HTTP. that it's a linking structure, which we spoke about on the previous website, where HTTPS is the secure server which you need to have on your website. It needs to be a secure domain, not HTTP, right? Because that makes people from hacking your website, stealing information a lot harder when you have that. You need a certificate, basically, an SSL certificate to make sure it's working properly. So if you look on this page, here we go. So on the cookie policy page, it's got bad links. It's got internal, external links not working properly. HTTP here. It tells us where it is, tells us on which pages, cookies, terms, privacy. We know which page we need to go into to fix it, essentially, so we can go and do it. This is the beauty of this software. It tells us where to find the problems and where to go and fix it, if you know what you're doing a little bit, okay? So again, insecure internal links. That's what it's telling us here, because HTTP instead of HTTPS, which is a common error found on a lot of websites.
Just quickly, again, for people like me who know nothing about websites, how do you change a HTTP to a HTTPS? Is that
question.
Simple?
That comes to your domain provider, right, where you're hosting your website.
Okay.
Okay. So that's quite a geeky little way of talking about it.
But it's something that people want to know. It's like, because if they do a crawl on their website and they see that, it's like, well, how do I change that then? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So first of all, is where your domain is hosted, okay? Where your domain is hosted. That's the first thing. So we have our own internal servers for Strength Matters and Cricket Matters. Therefore, we have our own domain certificate issued. Whereas people who go to other domain hosting providers, they should be doing it for you, okay? So that's where you should be hosted on a HTTPS type site. But then the issue then comes, they may have that domain that's like secure and safe. However, their linking is poor. They link to HTTP on their website, and that's a user error, not a hosting error, okay? So most domain hosters will have this secure domain now, but it's an internal error from a user error from linking badly when they design the website, which is easily done, okay? It's just one letter, essentially. That's the issue. So it's easy. This is why this thing is so good to help you find issues. Okay. So go back to the overview. Tells us here it's crawled 251 pages, score 47, URLs with errors, URLs without errors, and it tells you where to go and fix it. Missing text, open. These are all things you have to fix too. Right. So that was on the 11th of April. So let's go to today's, shall we?
Should we add a drum roll in?
Let's go to today's. Today's. Da, 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 da. Live view, what do we have? It's gone up to 97%, right? 97% in terms of health score, still not 100, but it gives us a bit more information about where we need to go. So right now, right, if I look at this, so we have a 404 page. A 404 page tells us that there's a page with no information on it. There's no link to it. It's not working, basically. So I click on 404 page. Not found. Okay, timetable. Well, where's that coming from? Ah, membership. So I need to turn that page. That page here is probably a broken link. So if I click on that link straight away. So, yeah, there we go. It's kind of linked to something else completely different. Let's have a look at the website.
That's linked to Bruce's website. What's going on?
It linked to Bruce's website. So that's an issue because I used Pilot Template to go and do it. So if you look at that, so we now know. So if I click in copy link, let's click in here. So there we go. That's an issue I've got to fix. It's on the Cricket Matters website. So when you launch a website, guys, that's a great example of making sure you check everything. So I haven't turned off one of the pages as part of the design process. You're seeing this live. This is the proper edit I'm seeing here live, guys. So I'm not messing this around. So I know I've got to go back into my website and fix this because it's not working, right? It's not working. There's errors here now. So I've got to go back into that thing and fix those errors. So if I go back into the pages, links to broken page. Yep. So again, it's all linked to that one page, personal training and group training, which is linked to part of the Bruce's page I use as part of the default process from building this website. Because when you build a website, you take frameworks from other things you've built, which you've done good, and you keep layering up on top of it. So that for me is where I've got to go fix. But then it's got all these new things, redirect changes, all here now. But the point is we've jumped, right? We've jumped from before 47% to 97%, and you can go to 100% by fixing these errors very, very quickly, right? And that is pretty exceptional in some cases, in most cases, because we've fixed everything. We've got all the redirects in place. We've got all the pages fixed. It's optimized, it's built, but it's just one page. It's getting broken traffic at the moment. And that's how we look at it. And this is what you guys can do with your website, because it'll make a massive difference. You may not see it straight away. It's like starting a diet, right? You can eat well for 2-3 days and you won't see the scales move or anything or any change of clothing. But if you keep going in 6 months' time, you could have lost 20, 30 pounds. It's the same with this. You fix this here, keep an eye on it, keep it ticking over, and then suddenly 6 months, 12 months later, you are ranking higher than all your competitors because they're healthier websites. Does that make sense to both of you guys?
It does. No, it's good to see you in action. Andrew?
It does. And I've got 2 points I'd like to add. Firstly, Josh, I was impressed you were able to interpret that data to say, oh, that's Bruce's website. So you're holding back on us. You know more than what you're letting on. and secondly, I'm just surprised how quickly when you address the changes, how it can go from that 47 to 97. That just shows to me, wow, that's significant. And I guess is testament to folks really reviewing how their site's performing and making the relevant edits to it. But that brings up another question, I guess, is do I get stuck? What do I do? Can I just ignore it or who do I reach out to get some support?
Yeah, great question. You literally, if you get stuck, just reach out to us, guys. We will do a website audit for you. But this is where technical expertise comes in. Like most trainers, coaches, health professionals, practice owners, guess what? They're experts in their field of helping people get out of pain, get fitter, get stronger, lose weight. You know, that's the areas of expertise in. They're not experts in this. And there is a level of expertise required to help fix some of this stuff and do it quickly, because something you can spend a couple of weeks, months learning this stuff. It's taken me 20 years plus to learn most of this stuff, right? So I know where to go and where to look for it for sure, right? Because I've learned it by doing the Strength Matters stuff over the years and having a master's in computer science. So they've got to like ask for help. We can point them in the right direction, right? But then also they can take this information themselves as well and start applying it to their own thing by just launching into it. Now, if you look on the right-hand side here too, right? Not the right-hand side, yeah, down here. Look at this. We launched it in the 11th of January. There you go, Josh. That's when we launched it, 11th of January. So I launched it knowing it's only got 47%, basically. That's what I wanted down here. So we go down here, 11th of January. So we then scroll all the way back up to where it is, the 11th of April. Here, and then today, 97%. That is always a result of changing the whole website.
There we go. Fantastic. No, it's great. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up, James?
I think that's it for now, I think. I'm trying to look at, if I go on the site audits, that's all for now, cricketmanners.com.
Stop going through things live. On the, you just get into your technique. You'll just go off into your own little world while we see.
I am. I was trying to look at things here now. No, I think that's, if I stop sharing my screen,
yeah.
Let me stop that screen share. There we go. No, I think, look, your health of your website is similar to your own personal health. You can have people who are really slim and fit, but unhealthy on the inside. And you can have people who are overweight and healthy on the inside, you know, overweight but healthy on the inside, depending on who you look at. But in terms of websites, what you see is not always what you get. And Google is more interested in not just the content you have, but the back end inner workings of how it's structured to make sure it's optimal for people's benefit. It's all about user experience, and user experience is all about good linking, no broken links, no toxic links, and having a good website that's crawled properly and pages that work as well. So
there we go. Thank you very much, guys. That is it for today. Hope you found that useful. And if your brain is a little fried and you do want to get yourself a free website audit, you can with us by going to strengthmatters.com/audit.